And right now it's Deanna Brann, PhD, clinical psychotherapist and author of Reluctantly Related, Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Daughter-in-Law. And she is on the line right now with Reluctantly Related. And good morning to you, Deanna.
Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Tell us a little more about you and your background and how you happened to get into the research for an interesting theme here.
Well, I have been in the mental health field for over 30 years and have been in private practice for about 20. And the reason I got into this, I've been working with a lot of different types of people, but when I started having problems with my own daughter-in-law, that's when I decided, okay, I need to do something because I couldn't figure it out. And as a therapist, that's a little embarrassing that I couldn't even figure out my own problem. But that's why I did the research. I wanted to figure out what is going on in this relationship and what can we do to make it better.
What was the problem?
The problem was both of us, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It was really just trying to figure out a way to, instead of jumping into the relationship, which I think most of us do, we really needed to settle down and kind of go more slowly in developing this relationship. And so we just did some backtracking and changing our, both of us changing our behavior a little bit.
Interesting. So isn't it somewhat, in some ways like a marriage in that both sides have to give and take a little bit here?
You know, you do. But one of the things that I found, which was kind of interesting to me, is that even though the problem is between the two of you, one person really can make a difference in changing the relationship. You don't need both people to actively try to change the relationship because really all you're doing is changing behavior. So you can do that without having to make a big deal of things or, you know, challenge the other person or anything. If you change your behavior, it forces them to change their behavior.
Interesting. So are there different categories that folks fit in with regards to these types of relationships?
Yeah, there really are. I discovered that there are like four different types of mothers-in-law and four different types of daughters-in-law. I even found that there were three types of husbands and sons. So, and if you know which type you're dealing with, if you can figure out which type that is, you can do something about it. One, it allows you to put some perspective on it so you don't take it so personally. But also, you'll have the tools to be able to really change the relationship because all you need to focus on is that type of person.
Interesting. Now, I'm fortunate. I've, in my opinion, got the best mother-in-law on the planet in June McClintock. Anybody that knows her in our area knows that she is just the most wonderful person. So sometimes you just get lucky, don't you?
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do. But sometimes it's not even luck. Sometimes it's everybody's kind of comfortable in their own skin, and so everybody's able to fall into it in a very comfortable way.
So do you have some practical solutions for us for handling, say, unsolicited marital parenting advice? Sometimes people want to stick their noses into other folks' business.
Yeah, they do. And unfortunately, mothers-in-law have a tendency of doing that a little bit. Yeah, probably one of the easiest things to do, there's a couple of things. One, using humor in those situations is great because it disarms the situation, disarms the other person. They don't feel like you're attacking them if you challenge them a little bit with it. But just using humor can lighten the thing, but it gets your point across that, hey, you know, we can handle this. And, you know, then everybody kind of backs off and you know, it just keeps it light.
Mm-hmm. An honest and engaging book, it says right here, highly recommended. And Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Daughter-in-Law, called Reluctantly Related. We have a copy of the book to give away right now to lucky caller number 5. Caller number 5 right now, if you haven't won anything for the last 30 days, you are eligible to win the book right now. And it's 800-234-5622, 800-234-5622. And local folks can give us a call at 246-5270. And is there a website folks can go to learn more about Reluctantly Related?
Sure. You can go to, actually, it's reluctantlyrelated.com, and we'll take you directly to my book page and give you all the information you need about it.
Great. Hey, lowering the stress level in our lives, another good opportunity here in case you're in a situation that you'd like to fix up a bit. So, 826 right now. And Deanna, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.